Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marcia Egan is here, too. I'm glad Marcia's back. Marcia's a longtime member of our brain trust. She's the author of Inbox Detox. She is a certified business leader coach. She is the founder of the Egan Group, and she's been a member of our brain trust for a long time, and we're so glad she's back. Marcia, welcome back.
It's great to be here.
Good to have you back, Marcia, as always. And we love the way you share your ideas and best tips and best practices and tips on how to communicate with folks a little bit better. And one of the things that I know is on your mind today is dealing with difficult conversations. Are you talking about things like, are you thinking about like when you have to reprimand someone, you have to fire someone, that kind of thing?
What I thought we could talk about is how to have a feedback conversation, and not necessarily firing people, because you want to have those constructive criticisms / feedback.
You want to eliminate the need to fire somebody. Is that
exactly.
What you're saying?
Exactly. You want to do everything you can before you have to fire somebody, mm-hmm. because a lot of times it's one or two things that need to be corrected.
Right. Right.
And the biggest, if I can tell your listeners one thing, that is if you don't have the conversation, it won't go away.
Right.
And what happens is, because it's an awkward conversation, the first default is for people to say, well, that wasn't so bad. I'm going to hope that it doesn't happen again, and I'm not going to deal with it because I'm uncomfortable. And all of a sudden, they do the infraction five times worse. And you say, why didn't I have that conversation?
The first time it happens with me, I assume that did I really see that? Or maybe they were having a bad day, or maybe they just, the first time you see it, they're probably when they're new, right? They haven't been there that long. You say, okay, they're a little uncomfortable, whatever. And so oftentimes you let the first one just go. Just let it go, because you don't want people to feel like you're just hovering over them, ready to snap, you know, at them at the first mistake. They're already self-conscious, right?
And that's exactly right. And one of the things that I work with my clients is one of the best ways for people to appreciate your feedback is if you give other feedback that's positive. So
right,
when they do things right,
balance.
Yeah. When they do things right, find them doing something right. And it's really, really hard when you're in business, because you have to kind of grease the squeaky wheel.
Mm-hmm.
But if all you do is correct people, they're going to think that you're a bear, mm-hmm. of a boss. When if you are constantly giving positive feedback, then when you have a chance to give correcting feedback, they're more willing to hear it.
So let's say that you catch somebody, you've already done that, you've caught them doing something right, and they know that you banked that with them a little bit, and then you see them doing something that's really unacceptable. How would you approach that? And you don't want to let that go. Even though it's the first time, you feel like you can't let that go, because maybe it's not unsafe, or it's bad for a customer, or it's bad. A bad example for someone else, or it's just that bad, like maybe bad language or something. How would you make the first approach?
The first thing I like to say is, it is not about the person; it's about that specific behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're having the correcting conversation, it's really important to believe that the person can correct it, rather than to be angry about it,
mm-hmm.
or to use kind of strong or nasty language, because once you do that, they only hear about the way it's being transferred.
They hear the
to
tone,
them.
Not the message, don't they?
Right, and so it needs to be a friendly, helping conversation. It's like, hey, we're all in this together, and I am aware that you hung up on our number one customer. And what we really want is for it to not happen again. Making them feel really, really bad. They already feel bad because you're having the conversation. People are scared to death to be called into the boss's office. And so you don't have to exert that nastiness or that strong, powerful conversation with them. The whole goal is to have them never do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is if you have to correct something. And so you want to, it's kind of like, hey, we're all on the same team here, and I heard that you hung up on our number one customer, and I'm interested in why that happened. But more than that, can we agree that it'll never happen again?
Yeah. Well, and another thing that I've done, and I've tried to do, and I've had to go through this before with people, is just to point out to them what kind of a result that this was creating for the company.
Mm-hmm.
This when you do this, this is how, like, if they're doing something for me and I'm depending on it, you know, when this didn't happen the way that you promised me that it would or whatever, this is what it did for me and my ability to do my job.
Exactly. And what I like to say is, and you know, when someone does something wrong, you know, it's hard to avoid disrespecting them, and it's hard to not be angry about it, but you have to come from a place of helping rather than a place of feeling disrespect. And so one of the best things that you can do in that situation is to say, what needs to happen for you to not do this again?
Right.
And to actually listen to them. It doesn't mean that you buy their argument, but at mm-hmm. least you want to let them know
for all we know, the customer said custom out or something. You know, I mean, well, you got to. That's one thing I found out before I jumped to conclusions, is I do try to find out. Tell me what happened, and tell me why you did that.
Mm-hmm.
And about 50% of the time, I find out that what I thought was happening wasn't really what was happening. But I got to tell you, if I really thought one of my employees hung up on my best customer, I'd probably have to take a minute before I talk to them.
Well, that's really important. Take a walk. It's
right.
Like, don't discipline your children when you're angry.
Hold on to that thought. Marcia Egan, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.